They all walked into the room together, Hawk and Fisher and the Seneschal pressing as close to Lament as they could get without actually climbing into his pockets. This time there was only the briefest feeling of an opposing pressure, which burst against the walking man's certainty. They crossed the empty chamber unopposed, and finally knelt beside the trapdoor in the floor, studying it carefully from different angles and what they hoped was a safe distance.
What the hell was that?
The Magus, perhaps?
Lament did not look at her, all his attention focused on the trapdoor.
Having his wards broken so abruptly was probably rather unpleasant for him. Or possibly the scream could have come from somewhere inside the inverted cathedral. Which means that whatever's in there knows we're coming and that we won't be easily stopped.
I wish I had your confidence. Must be wonderful to always be so sure of things.
No, it is. You have no idea. Faith means never having to say you're uncertain.
He leaned out over the trapdoor, studying it closely, but still careful not to touch it. Hawk watched him do it, momentarily distracted by a new thought. Harold Killer walked right through the Magus's strongest wards to reach him. But Lament hadn't been in the castle then, as far as anybody knew. Hawk frowned. The Lady of the Lake had said he already knew who killed Harold, but didn't want to admit it. Hawk smiled sourly. If so, it was news to him. Anyway, that would all have to wait until they'd finished their business inside the inverted cathedral and returned. Assuming any of them did return. Hawk made himself concentrate on the trapdoor, 6 square feet of unpolished wood held shut by a simple steel bolt. It looked straightforward enough. If anything, too straightforward. In fact, everything about it set off Hawk's worst instincts.
I have a really bad feeling about that trapdoor.
You're not alone. There's magic in that trapdoor. I can sense it. Strong magic, soaked into the wood itself, entirely separate from the avoidance spell.
A booby trap. Presumably set to be activated by whoever is foolish enough to open the trapdoor. Let's see what happens when I push back the bolt from a safe distance.
Lament stood up and stepped well back. The others hurried to get behind him. Lament slowly pushed back the bolt with the steel tip of his long staff. Nothing happened until the bolt was all the way back. They caught a flash of something moving too quickly to be seen. The trapdoor ripped free from its hinges, slammed against the ceiling overhead with vicious force. It stayed where it was. The 4 members of the investigating party craned their necks to get a good look at it.
If any of us had been leaning over the trapdoor when we opened it, part or all of us would have ended up as the meat in a very nasty sandwich.
Ouch! The Magus really did want to stop people getting in.
Fisher looked at the Seneschal.
Can you sense any more traps?
No.
The Seneschal frowned as he peered dubiously at the newly revealed gap in the floor.
But this opening is positively crawling with magic. There's so much power radiating from it, I can feel it in my bones. And I mean old magic, far beyond anything I'd expect the Magus to be capable of. I'd say we'd found our entrance to the inverted cathedral. And it gives me the creeps.
They all crowded around the open space, working up the nerve to peer in, while trying very hard not to think about the trapdoor overhead, still stuck to the ceiling. When they did finally look, all they could see was 6 square feet of drifting clouds. And not nice, fluffy, white cotton clouds, either. These clouds were dark and threatening, boiling and churning like a fast-building thunderstorm. Lament dipped the steel end of his staff into the clouds, and nothing happened. He slowly thrust the staff further and further in, until he was kneeling beside the square, with his arm fully extended and his hand nearly touching the clouds. He stirred the staff around for a while, to no obvious effect. He stood up again, withdrawing his staff. It seemed unaffected, though beaded here and there with drops of water.
Well, the next step requires a volunteer.
Why do I just know it's going to be me?
Because we need Lament for his power, the Seneschal for his magic, and I've got more sense. Guess who that leaves?
If anyone thinks I am just going to jump blindly into those clouds...
No, of course we don't think that. Far too many things could go wrong, and if you just disappeared, we'd have no way of knowing what. Since the cathedral is inverted, it could drop away into the earth for several 100 feet, or more. I have a coil of rope with me. We'll tie one end round your ankles and then lower you headfirst into the clouds. All you have to do is yell back once you've ascertained what's beyond them.
Hawk shook his head slowly.
I never did like heights.
Think of them as depths.
You're not helping, Isabel.
You'll be perfectly safe with all of us on the other end of the rope. If you see anything at all worrying, just yell out and we'll pull you back up.
If it's so safe, why aren't you doing it?
Because you're the hero. Sit down and I'll tie your ankles together.
Oh, hell.
Hawk sat reluctantly down beside the open space. Levent's knots turned out to be excruciatingly tight, but comfortingly professional. Hawk waited until he was sure everyone had a good grip on the rope. He swung his feet out over the drop. He knew there was an awful lot of nothing beneath his feet. He just knew it. Back in Haven, there'd been a group of extreme sportsmen who climbed to the top of tall buildings, tied themselves to something secure, and then jumped off just for the thrill of it. Hawk had always considered them to be complete and utter lunatics. He took a deep breath and pushed himself off the edge and into the clouds.